You're listening to SBS News. Scott Morrison says complaints about the Robodebt Welfare Recovery Scheme are being exaggerated by the Labor Party. He's defended the scheme after high-profile class action lawyer Peter Gordon announced his firm was investigating whether Centrelink has taken money from people unjustly. Under the automated scheme, welfare recipients are sent letters telling them that they've been overpaid. They either have to repay or prove that they're entitled to what they've received. Peter Gordon says by the government's own admission, the scheme has generated more than 150,000 erroneous debt notices.
A template approach has been applied across 800,000 people, and there are admittedly, on the part of the government, over 150,000 errors which have been made. That's a large, very large number of mistakes which have been made. If they've been made, you know, there's a limit to the ability of any court system, and indeed any bureaucracy, to pick them off one by one. We think it's appropriate that if there are common issues which have been got wrong here by the Commonwealth, that they be addressed in a way that gives everyone relief, not just those who are able to access lawyers, access legal aid, or have the wherewithal or indeed have the records to be able to do it themselves.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 Labor is overstating the problems.
It's important that the government ensures that, you know, when people are overpaid, that the taxpayers' money that has been overpaid to them is recovered. And the Labor Party did that when they were in government. They had similar processes, and we're following those processes, and we're actually recovering more debts now as a result. Where the system needs to be improved, then we'll always continue to do that. But we won't make any apologies for actually making sure that we recover
overpaid taxpayers.
Well, we want to make that process better, but I think the extent of this has been overstated by the Labor Party for obvious reasons. And they used to run the same processes themselves. They just weren't as forward-leaning on ensuring that taxpayers' money, when it was handed out in welfare and things like this, it was recovered where it should be.
Former Labor leader Bill Shorten says Labor did data matching checks of welfare recipients when it was last in power, but he says robo-debt is altogether different and has caused harm to those wrongly accused.
The government just keeps reaching for blaming Labor pre-2013. This online compliance system, robo-debt, was introduced by the current government. Now, the current government announced compliance campaigns 2015-2016, they started introducing robo-debt. That's the use of the algorithm to data match ATO data with Department of Social Security data. Robo-debt was born under this government. The pathology of robo-debt is sick. It has caused countless harm.
Law Professor Terry Carney from the University of Sydney says the robo-debt scheme has been found wanting in the courts because he says it unlawfully reverses the onus of proof.
The problem is not only that wrong debts are being raised, but they're being raised entirely without a legal foundation by purporting to put the onus on the citizen, on the Social Security recipient, to disprove a debt when the law is very clear that it's entirely the other way around. The Centrelink, the Commonwealth, the government has to prove the debt.
Professor Carney says the system is bound to create errors because of the way the algorithm is applied.
What Centrelink is doing is just relying on the algorithm that calculates an average from what the tax office says a person was paid over 6 months and applying that to each and every fortnight. It's as silly thinking that cricketers, just because they make an average score in a test series, got that exact score in each and every innings that they went into bat for. It's ludicrous.
Scott Morrison insists the problems can be avoided if people take the time to update their income details on a regular basis.
The best way to avoid it is making sure that people are always updating their income details through the proper processes. Okay. And I encourage people to do that, and then all of this can be avoided.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.